At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Drag me to brunch. Won't you join us for our big Pride event? Right now, take the word good, G-O-O-D, and text good to our contest line, 20357. For your chance at a four-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch on June 28th at the W in SF. Brunch at the W, come on.
And Maddie.
I'm yeah. So thirsty.
Get out
oh
here.
Oh my God.
Come on, some- everyone. Come see our dude.
I'll drink orange juice with you. Real slow.
Mm. It's tempting. Text the word good. Right now, G-O-O-D to 20357, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize. It includes a weekend stay at the W, a four-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, and it's all courtesy of the WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. And we have a lot of stuff planned, too. Like, there's meet and greets, and obviously there's a drag performance. It's going to be, and food. It's going to be great. And it's going to be good.
And people can still go. There yes. are. I just saw yesterday that what we had left, and there's some VIP left, so and regular left. So
come on, everybody,
come see us.
This hour we're partying.
Code word is good, and we're doing this every hour today through 6:05, and all week. Actually, I guess it's not happening tomorrow. So tomorrow's Juneteenth.
Yeah,
it's Hump Day today, but it's a weird. A lot of people have the day off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a federal holiday, and so it's. We'll be back on Friday. We'll see you then. Just a so strange to have a day off in the middle of the week.
It is.
Creative Energy bringing us this portion of the program. Creative Energy's summer sale. Creative Energy is where I got my hot tub, which was, it's life-changing. I love that hot tub. You could save big on hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges. The summer sale is on. And if you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or a cold plunge, you save even more, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com. Tell them Sarah sent you. Can't shut up about it.
We might end up pregnant any day now.
That ship has sailed.
I don't know if it has, but you know, for
just keep on trying.
For the party people who may want to get a hot tub and still might be, you know, active in their
endeavors to have children. Not sure where you're going, but
well, though I just did read a book about all the parts and how everything works, so I was about to get, you know, medical and technical on you, but nah. Anyway, the point is, stuff happens when you got a hot tub.
That is more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a problem. It's time for a mini game because, and I'm only bringing this mini game up because we were just talking about kids and how old some people are when they have them. How many kids does Frasier Crane, how many kids does actor Kelsey Grammer currently have? Total. Take a guess, kids. You'll get it. If one of you gets it on the nose, you'll even get 2 points.
10.
10 kids.
6.
6 kids.
7.
He has exactly 7 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
However.
Oh.
He has an 8th one on the way. Kelsey Grammer, 70 years old. Congratulations. Expecting baby number 8. He is dad to 7 kids currently from his former and current relationships. And at age 70... he and his wife, Katie Walsh, or possibly just Kate, C-A-Y-T-E. Would you say Katie or Kate? Kate.
I would say Kate.
She's 46, debuted her baby bump while stepping out in London with him on the 14th. And they are confirming that. So I think his oldest is 41. He's got a daughter named Spencer, who he had with an ex-wife, Doreen Alderman. A daughter, Greer, who's 33, with an ex, Barry Buckner. Daughters, Mason, and son, Jude, 23 and 20, with Camille Grammer. Remember when they were together? Yeah. And then it looks like he's got Faith, Gabriel, and James, who are 12, 10, and 8, with Kate. And now they got a fourth kid on the way. He must love kids.
Or humping.
Mm. You'll let me hump you if I'm trying to get a baby on you? Okay.
408 says, our text number, by the way, is 800-400-3697. 408 says, why is Vin always tripping about celebrities breaking up? So what if they posted about being in love that one time? People change. Not everybody stays together.
Are you tripping?
I don't think I'm tripping, but I do sit for celebrity trash
daily,
every day. And comments are necessary for the show. But I will say that it doesn't have to be celebrities. Anyone who is busy selling you how in love they are, and I just want you to know that they are so incredibly in love. Like that whole thing.
You see it on Instagram every day.
To me, that is annoying. I feel like a lot of people out there have normal relationships with ups and downs. And that selling that
perfect
ideal
relationship. We're so
and
hot
then
for
when
each other.
It's just a rake in the face. That you just see that person's like, it turns out we're not really meant to be and it's over. It's like, man.
Or the angry, he cheated on me. Rah, rah. Like, oh my God, like last week you guys were so in love.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's that I'm not that I'm tripping or angry. I just think that, you know, overselling your relationship and your love often makes me question whether that's real.
You know, we talked about Megan Fox and MGK just had a baby.
There's an example of it, exactly.
It's a perfect example because they were like, we're twin flames, we're kindred spirits, we wear each other's blood and ampules around our neck, whatever the hell they do.
They're the ones. That's it right there.
Yep. Blood tattoos and I was like, okay, thanks for telling us. Anybody want to make bets on when they break up?
And I do know that there used to be a campaign. I can't remember what the guy's name was, but it was that it was a beer commercial, a bunch of beer commercials, actually. But it's about that guy named Kyle, who's like the best boyfriend in the world and makes all the other boyfriends look like douchebags because he holds her purse and goes shopping and does all the things that every girl would ever dream of. And you just, it's that stuff. It's where you're like, man, you're making me look awful. On top of the, you know, this oversell you're doing, I'm also sitting over here being some dude. Great.
Don't look at Instagram today. Your friend Shelly's putting up more pictures of her boyfriend holding her purse.
Stupid Kyle's up too.
God, Kyle.
Guy. Ah!
In the fight for eyeballs, it is official. Streaming is now the king of TV.
Oh, no surprise.
In May, more Americans watch television on streaming than on cable and network television combined, and it is the first time that has happened over a full month. So Nielsen has declared the winner is streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are only streaming now. Like, my kids don't have cable or even just like a regular TV. They open up their laptops and they stream their Netflix account or they watch stuff on YouTube. Like there's,
if you asked me, am I going to keep Xfinity or all my streaming? I'm keeping Xfinity.
Yeah.
Because I love the sports that I have access to.
Yeah.
And I can rent things through there. Yes. That, so I feel like I have, but you know, I have all of it because you can. But I would never cut off the networks as well.
I like to have the networks.
I need to see the stuff that's happening in
you know, though, even the networks now, that they all have a streamer.
On Hulu.
Yeah.
So if you, let's say you did decide, I'm cutting cable. How would you watch something like the Oscars?
It's on Hulu. I have local channels on Hulu. Live TV. Thing.
Really?
Yeah. Hulu has live TV, and you'll get the local channels for, you know, like when I was in LA, I got the LA channels. When I moved up here, I got San Francisco channels.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this chart. It's a very helpful graphic that they've included in this New York Times story about streaming wins, everybody. And they're looking at, like, from 2021, 60% of what you watched on television was on broadcast and cable. Hold on, let me find it. Broadcast and cable. And about 25% of what you were watching in 2021 was on streaming. And now it's 45% is on streaming and 44% is on broadcast and cable. Like, the lines literally just go and meet. So,
you know, yesterday after my daughter and I gave each other pedicures, I was turned on to a new show called Is It Cake?
Oh, yes, yes.
And that is fantastic. That's on Netflix. And it's what she's into. She loves it. Both my daughters actually love it. Is It Cake?
Is It Cake?
It turns out it's a fun show.
Yeah. Do they eat the cake after?
I did not see anyone get to jam cake in their mouth. Did they eat cake?
I feel like taste is a component if there's a tie or something like that. I could totally be making that
up. I heard them talk about what the actual cake was, and in every case it was over the top extravagant, like a butter this that.
It was
like
a legit
cake. They're doing real cakes.
Right.
But they're also decorating them to look like real life stuff.
And it has to be stuff that's edible. They can't make a clay cake covering.
That's what I'm saying. When they described these cakes, they were extravagant.
Right.
These are real.
Real cake.
Bakers. Is that who makes cakes?
Confectioners.
Whatever it is.
Bakers, though, right? That's who makes a cake. You bake a cake.
Isn't Lindsay's a Lindsay great
is
cake
unbelievable.
Maker.
Right. She brought in like a Game of Thrones cake. It had the map on it and like all the.
Lindsay! Oh, I just scared the hell out of her.
Don't scare people.
Have you ever seen the show Is It Cake?
And he is yelling down the hallway.
I'm interested to find out.
She hasn't. I'll turn her on to it when we get done, since I just scared her to death by yelling into the hallway.
Don't give the salespeople heart attacks.
I'm not trying to. But she could win that thing.
Yeah.
She's like someone who could go on Is It Cake and win. She's that good. If you didn't know that about our sales, you know, team, we've got
multi-talented skill sets. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here are the two deaths I talked about, and I want to know which one you find more upsetting. If either. Maybe you don't care about either of these things. Food Network star Ann Burrell. Oh, you are shaking. You care deeply.
I love her. Yeah.
Really?
I was
you
really
love
shocking.
Her?
Yeah, like she does, she's like every show she's on Food Network, and I like to watch food shows. I love Worst Cooks in America. That was a show that she had that I really enjoyed, where they have people that don't know how to cook and they teach them.
She was 55.
Yeah, real and young and just posted pictures.
There was
just
a picture of her and she's looking fine, young and healthy. Dead. Reported cardiac arrest. She is, she's blonde, I guess, and she's got like kind of crazy hair, short kind of crazy hair.
Yeah, that's kind of her
very
signature.
Friendly face. And
you don't know her though.
Oh, I don't know her.
I didn't know her either, but I heard.
I'm seeing white hair actually. In some of these
it looks really bleached out, is what I see. Like very Billy Idol ish.
Yeah.
Yes, she definitely, and I'm looking at it styled in all different ways. Like sometimes it's wonky off to the side, other times it's just a big frizz on top. And
she went to college, and this is what I saw on the TV when they were talking about her specifically. She went to college and then went to Italy to study culinary school, like a really prestigious school, and then trained there, came here back home to America and worked in New York, and then ended up on, I think it's Iron Chef?
Yes. Yeah.
And that was like her first like
break
thing.
Into
and
the
then suddenly,
entertainment cooking.
She's a TV star.
Yeah. They are saying 911, she was found unresponsive in her Brooklyn home. Paramedics were unable to revive her and declared her dead. The medical examiner will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause of death, but they are saying they suspect cardiac arrest. So very sudden. And Food Network star Ann Burrell. Dead at 55. So there's one. And the other one, There's a F1 Formula One racing star by the name of Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, I think he's their biggest star.
He is devastated after hitting a groundhog during a race. I'm not kidding. He's devastated. He hit a groundhog on the 13th lap of the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal on Sunday, and they say it cost him the race. His car was actually damaged, but he's way more concerned about the groundhog.
I would be bummed too.
He's
I never want to hit anything. Mm-hmm.
He said he's devastated. He says, "I'm so sad about it." He's in Canada.
He's English.
All right. "I'm so sad about it. It's horrible. It's never happened here before. I just hope it didn't suffer."
It is horrible. And I'm on the roads a lot. And even just this week, I was driving down the freeway, 280, coming to work.
Yeah.
Dark o'clock in the morning. And I saw a deer walking onto the freeway. And I didn't hit it. But I suddenly turned on my hazards and started going. Like,
slow down, everybody.
Moving around, like trying to make sure that anyone behind me who sees what I'm doing would look at the road and go, "What is going on?" I couldn't stop, and it's not like I was going to shoo it off the road at 5 in the morning. But it is awful to think that there's someone, something on the road, and someone about to get a rude awakening.
Right.
And be bummed, because you don't want to do that.
No.
I'm going to say the human being is worse by a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you've made the right choice.
Yeah, but I understand why he's bummed. I wouldn't want to hit an animal either.
The groundhog damaged the car, and Hamilton finished in 6th place. I was actually looking him up, and he is a producer on that new movie, F1. I guess he's like a producer slash... I don't know if he's in it. Didn't seem like he was in it.
They had a lot of F1 consultants for this movie. I love F1, so this movie is like everybody's really looking forward to it because there's so much involvement from F1.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I mean, they could have him in it, but they were also saying that there's a couple of other guys who are well known F1 drivers who are consultants. He has a producer credit actually, so. This guy, he's devastated.
Listen to this.
He really says some sad stuff.
408. I like what this person writes here. Terrestrial radio and broadcast TV make me feel alive and connected to the world.
Yeah.
Streaming alone is just isolating. And I kind of tend to agree.
Yeah. Terrestrial radio is where it's at. Gets overlooked a lot, but it's an incredibly important part of our world.
Agreed.
And where you will turn when the S hits the fan and your internet goes down. We'll be here. Hi. It's us. Hi. We'll tell you about the problems. It's us. All right. What else do I have here for you? Tyler Perry is being sued for sexual assault. Now.
What?
Yes. So I read through this thing and I'm open mind. I don't know.
Now, is Tyler Perry a gay man?
I believe Tyler is gay.
Okay.
He's the guy behind
Madea.
All the Madea movies, and he has a compound where he produces a whole bunch of other people's shows.
My brother
shows
worked
too.
With him a lot.
Oh. So. Isn't he an Oprah guy too? Like Oprah loves Tyler Perry, mm-hmm. and he's got this place outside Atlanta, I believe. And it's incredible. This complex that I think he lives there in a big mansion, and then he's got like production houses so he can walk over to work, take his bike, ride down. He's being sued for sexual assault. And I read through the person's complaints and then I see what they're asking for in compensation for their trouble. So you tell me, because this isn't someone who just went, "Hey, police officer, that guy did this stuff to me." This is a suit. Tyler Perry is being sued for sexual harassment and assault by an actor on his shows, The Oval and Ruthless. Derek Dixon says, Perry has made several unwanted advances since 2021. In one instance, he says Perry pinned him against a wall and groped him. In another, he supposedly snuck into bed with him. A third time, Dixon claims that Perry forcibly pulled off his clothes. He says for years, Tyler Perry has been, quote, using his power and influence to molest, abuse, and sexually assault impressionable and vulnerable employees and actors who look to him for guidance and mentorship. Perry's attorney says Derek Dixon's claims are fabricated, suggesting that he got close to Perry in order to set him up for a scam. What is he asking for in damages?
Uh, $1 million?
I already saw.
Oh.
$40 million.
Having seen it, without revealing what it is, did you think, okay, that really does feel like a total ridiculous money grab?
Yes.
He wants at least $260 million.
What?
No okay. one has to have thoughts about this. We can just let it
well, no,
roll,
I look, I don't know Tyler Perry. I don't know. I had to ask you. I think he's gay, right? So I wasn't even sure. I don't know this guy. But I do know that if you work with people, especially on different projects like an actor or director or whatever Tyler Perry is to those projects, they can be on in different places, you know, traveling to, it can be, the line can be blurred easily between friends, coworkers, mm-hmm. and boss and employee.
And there's definitely a power dynamic there.
Right.
He is the boss of that place.
So I could see how something like that would happen, but I don't see how anything that happened is worth $260 million.
Yeah. It feels.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to say this guy is a scam artist, but that is an enormous amount of money to ask for. It doesn't sound like anything actually happened.
Feels like something like just pulling a number out of thin air. Like, how does he justify that number? Like, what are the damages and what does he need to be compensated for? It just feels like a number you throw out when you want someone to go, I'm going to settle with this guy.
Well, to give him 10, to offer him 10 and see if he'll take it and leave.
Right.
I don't know. But that's the world you're living in if you're Tyler Perry, because he probably has that much money.
Right. I'm sure he's a billionaire,
Let
right?
Look.
Yeah, let's
look.
Find out. Let's all guess. I say that Tyler Perry is worth $1.3 billion.
Oh, wow. I just saw Vinny looked it up. Oh.
It's $1.4 billion.
Oh, geez,
you get a point for that.
Do I get a point?
I think you do.
So. Well, I'm doing the game today, so I don't know.
$1.4 billion is what Madea
has bought for this guy.
This is the kind of story where I would think, if it's true, that other stories would come out from other people.
He actually says that in his complaint. Using his power to influence, molest, abuse, and sexually assault impressionable and vulnerable employees and actors who look to him for guidance and mentorship. So maybe this is somehow a class action thing, and that's where the $260 million thing comes from. But only one guy is putting this forward, Derek Dixon.
I really hope this isn't true. I mean,
me too.
You'd like to think that, and if it is, obviously my heart goes out to the people involved, but you'd like to think that men can make it to the top and have a lot of power and have a lot of success and a lot of influence and not be a predator also. And Tyler Perry is a legend in the black community. This would be really devastating for black entertainment.
Agreed.
So by the
way, very well put.
There's rumors that he is gay, but he has had a child. He has been with women, so he might go both ways.
Yeah. Or maybe just want a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's honestly, it's sort of beside the point. Is he abusive or not?
Right? He keeps it private.
Speaking of our worst men, there was a mistrial.
The worst.
The Harvey Weinstein case.
Right. Well,
and actually, it's been a couple days. I meant to get to this, but I always push these gross stories to the end. There was a mistrial declared on a rape charge in the case. There's a juror who wouldn't return to the jury room. They had already come down with a decision on one of the plaintiffs, and that one he was found guilty. But the other woman, I guess that becomes a mistrial. It's like a hung jury on that particular charge, and so it's a mistrial's been declared. He's already served.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Irving. So I'm not sure if this was just going to tack other time on, but in case you're following that. If you're following it, I'm sure you didn't need to hear it from me. And then the Diddy trial. And oh, geez. Oh, too bad. We don't have time for the Diddy trial.
You know? There's more. There's more to come. There's more time. I want to hear what's going on with that.
Not that much. It seems like the prosecution is wrapping up their case. The judge is pissed. They had to eject a juror. One of the alternates has jumped in. The jury looked at a bunch of additional freak off videos and texts. The judge is pissed about leaks, apparently. And it looks like Diddy will not testify. Jury could start deliberating next week, depending on how long it takes the defense to put up their evidence.
Well, so, we've proven for sure that he's a horrible dude, but mm-hmm. I don't know if they've proven their case.
They say there's actually so much tension in that courtroom. Like, everyone is mad at everyone else. And it's like a really unpleasant, like the jury's mad, the judge is mad, Diddy's just angry, and we all know that. They say there's a lot of tension. And there's a bunch of tightened, like, media restrictions by the judge because some of this leaking stuff, a bunch of sealed footage that got presented to the jury. I think this is the fifth week, and it was supposed to go 8 weeks, and they may get it as soon as sometime next week.
Do we know, because I feel like Bieber's meltdown kind of coincides with this case. Do we know, was it ever proven that Bieber was at these freak-offs when he was, I don't know, 13, 14, 15?
I haven't seen anything that is declaratively that kid when he was at Camp Diddy was involved with any of this stuff.
Okay.
Nothing that I've seen.
All right. This one trait can make you happier the rest of your life. Hang through these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at
97.3. Hump day.
It's the Sarah and Vinny show. Thank you so much for listening. You're doing a good job listening, by the way. We appreciate it very much. Thanks. Our whole show... whenever you feel like listening to it, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. Yay. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
Report.
Oh.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo.
Oh.
Celebrate summer and support the San Francisco Zoo at Roar and Pour.
Roar.
An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist on Friday, June 27th. Roar and Pour.
Meow.
From 5 to 7 p.m. For tickets to Roar and Pour, visit sfzoo.org.
It just gets better every time.
You guys are fun. Thanks for the backup.
Sure.
Okay, so we are mostly clear now in downtown San Francisco. I mean, I only have a little sliver of sky as I look over the top of Danae's head.
Yeah.
But I do see blue sky.
Bob, can you check in with Danae and find out if she's heard anything from the Survivor people?
Yeah, how'd your meeting go with her?
Yeah, it didn't come. We were busy talking about promo stuff.
So. Oh, you I'll didn't ask it. Her? Yeah. Okay, she's
just
right out
she's
there.
She's right out there. Pop your head
Danae!
Out.
Danae!
She
doesn't hear.
We can hear them, but they can't hear us. It's weird. It's like reverse soundproofing.
Well, sometimes they have headphones on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's checking.
Oh, we're going to find out.
Oh, this is good.
We're very excited.
Special guest Danae is entering the studio.
Danae, please join us, won't you?
Oh my goodness.
I'm actually not sure which one of these is the
Hi,
one.
Am I on right now?
You are. You're on right now. Oh, I don't have to turn on anyone. So, how did it go?
Well, it was crazy. Yeah, so I got up really early, got there at about 7:30, and the line was already around the door, like around the building.
Yeah.
Yo, we're at Cash Creek. You know we're in. Okay, so all the way around. So I'm waiting in line. Everyone around me is super stoked, super pumped, super nice, too. Like, everyone was trying to, like, introduce themselves.
Well, they're all fans of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was incredible. And then, 9 o'clock hits, and the line just starts moving. Just moves really fast. And we're all just like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? We're all just, like, going as quickly as possible. They put us in a room where we're in a zigzag line. And we all get our number. We all, like, are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
That line took me probably about 2 hours. It was number 130, which I loved because it was, like, lucky number 13, but lucky number 130. So fingers crossed, everybody. I get to the door.
Superstitious.
I like it. Yeah. Superstitious. Yeah. That's great.
Totally. So then I get to the door, right? It's my turn. It's about 11:30. And They usher me in. There's a big camera, two huge lights just blaring at me.
Oh.
One guy at the camera, one girl taking down my information. They have me hold up my number, say my name, say where what my age is, where I work.
Oh.
Shout out Odyssey. Shout out Alice. And then they have me put my number down and just give my pitch. It's an elevator pitch. They're like, you have 90 seconds.
Oh.
Tell us what you're about. Tell us who you are, why you think you should be on Survivor.
Did you have some kind of prepared thing? Did you know something like that would be the case?
Yeah. Literally, I could not sleep the night before because I was just going over in my head what I was going to say. I was like, I'm competitive. I'm athletic. I'm creative. Like, I'm like, I'm everything you want, baby. I got obstacles. I got trauma. I got all the things that the television wants.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that because the Cache Creek people know us,
yeah,
I have an actual video of my audition tape.
You do?
Yeah, he filmed it. He went in the room with me.
Oh.
So I was like super lucky because I got that backstage footage. And so I own that now. And I look at it and I'm like, cringe.
Oh, like, you're cringing? Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, no. Well, I just can't look at myself on camera, which is another huge obstacle that if I'm selected, so I'd have to face. But yeah. It was a lot of fun.
What do you find out?
I mean, what's the next step?
So the next steps are they like watch all of those tapes, and if they choose you, they reach out to you via email or they call you. Like there was really no timeline. There's really no set date. So it's really a lottery.
It could be five seasons from now too. Yep. They go back and put that one in a maybe file or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. So exciting. Yeah. I really want you to be on it.
I really want to be on it too now. It's my new goal in life.
Are you a huge fan of Survivor?
I love games like that. And I just recently actually hopped onto the Survivor train. I was super late to the party. I've been watching a few seasons and catching up. And
so good.
It's so good. Yeah. So
you'd be perfect on it. And
thank you for your support.
You got it. Danae, everybody.
Love it. Thank you all. Thank you for having me.
I mean, with enthusiasm like that,
yeah.
It's obvious. It. She's an obvious pick. Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
We just took her right off of her desk and into the studio. So that was radical.
Yeah.
So could you do that? Would you be able to pitch yourself like that?
No.
You think you'd fail right
yes,
then?
Yes, you know me. I black out with a camera.
Yeah, but you still do stuff. You just don't remember it.
Yeah, I would be like, I have no idea how I did.
Her and I have done TV stuff where when it's over, she's like, was I okay? I don't remember what happened.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I'm just no good.
We're 20 years into this. I know, but I still can't do it.
Well, even I think the first few weeks we worked together, there was a thing.
Well, we did a big thing, yeah. Actually, I wasn't on the first thing.
But you mean you went together.
I went with you, yeah. But
and I sat in on it, and afterwards, you were like, oh, it was funny when you said that. I'm like, oh, I said that? That was pretty funny. It's good. Like, no idea.
All right. I don't know. I think we were in the weather when I was saying blue skies over Danae's head, and then we went down the Survivor path. So here we go. Waymo began rolling out expanded driverless vehicle service across the peninsula this week.
Oh, boy.
Marking the latest phase of the company's gradual push throughout the bay.
This is big.
The Alphabet-owned company is adding service in Brisbane, South San Francisco, San Bruno, Millbrae, Burlingame. Millbrae is the airport, right?
I think so.
Is that officially in Millbrae?
I thought it was in San Bruno. What do I? Maybe not though. I really don't know. Is it its own thing?
Burlingame or Millbrae?
Yeah,
those are the two cities closest to the airport. Anybody?
Nope.
No.
It's not in there. It's definitely not. No.
Maybe it's its own thing, like the San Francisco International Airport Municipality.
They're I just open app, type SFO, car, please come get me.
Yeah, no, exactly. I understand. I don't know exactly, but it does sound like they're reaching the airport area. Also, Palo Alto, Mountain View, Los Altos, and Los Altos Hills are going to be extended coverage. So, Waymo, headed your way. People seem to prefer it. A lot of women are saying the drivers are...
not there.
Well, no, that's, you know, sometimes you get an Uber driver that isn't...
Yeah.
You doesn't don't feel, make you feel comfortable. Right. And so this is one way to...
I like it.
You know, go around that entirely. Let's see. Oh, the... The Panthers won the Stanley Cup last night. Congrats. And there's what are we at? Game 6 in the NBA Finals tomorrow night at 5:30. OKC with a win wins the whole thing. Okay, this one trait can make you happier the rest of your life.
Tell me everything.
It's hard, they say, it's hard to flip a switch and do this, but if you can manage it, it'll make you happier. I agree with this too, to okay. some extent. A study in the Netherlands found that there's one trait that makes us happier no matter how old we are. This is true in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and even your 80s. All you have to do is learn to trust people more. They found that having a trusting attitude makes us feel happier and more satisfied with life.
Mm.
And it gets easier and easier the more you do it. I will say this. Not only do I feel better about myself when people trust me, but I feel better about other people when I know I can trust them.
Right. But and knowing it, you can trust someone
and it
is
makes,
a hitch.
Well, but that's it. But that increases your bond. And I'm not necessarily talking about boyfriend and girlfriends. I mean, in society in general, if you know your boss has your back, you know that you're whatever
yep.
the case may be, whatever your relationship is, if you feel like that person is got
good
you
and trustworthy, right?
And you got them. You will be happier and more satisfied with your life.
Hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, it's. I agree with you though. That's much easier said than done, and especially the older people get, and the more times you've been burned in your life, the harder it is to trust new people or even people that you know fairly well, especially if you know some of the stuff they've been up to.
Yeah, but do you have people in your life that you trust?
I do.
Yeah.
So you're saying you just need to have a few people that you really trust, you feel safe with.
Well, I think that having a trusting attitude is what they're talking about.
Mm.
I do believe that you want to, you know, give that rope slowly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hand them the whole length of it right away. But as you become
start
better
with a
friends,
attitude.
And then you build that.
Mm.
And that build, like knowing someone's got your back is a good thing. You could
Big.
Think they do,
yep.
but do they?
Only one way to find out.
You know, there's a lot of, and I say this as kind of we're in a different sort of workplace, but I know that in tech, say for example, the tech business world, there's a lot of ladder climbing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are trying to get to the same place you want to go. And there can be some really nasty, cutthroat attitudes and ways that people function, whether that's coming in behind your back or
taking credit for your work.
Oh, there's so many different ways you can get burned in the workplace, and there's a lot of money at stake.
Yep.
And titles and all this other stuff. It's interesting to think that as I say this, there's someone out there going, I can't trust any of these people around me. Like, that is really sad to think that you're in a workplace and looking around you and going, every one of these people will cut me when I'm not looking.
That is sad.
That is sad. But that's so find some people you can trust. You'll be happier the rest of your life. Happier and more satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I hope she gets in.
Survivor.
Danae,
yeah.
Oh, she's awesome.
Content would be so good.
Oh my God.
Look at you.
I would love it.
Already plotting.
I mean, she looks like she should be on Survivor.
I agree.
She does.
Yeah. She'd be great on there. Yep.
You know what? She's not really a radio. I mean, she works here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine you could find her on Instagram to get a look at her, right? Or should we not say that?
I truly don't know what her preferences are on that.
Anyway, she's a great looking lady. She's kind of punk rock looking, and I actually think she'd look really good.
Yep.
On TV,
she'll be a Drag Me to Brunch.
Oh, perfect. Well,
there you go.
If you haven't won the tickets yet, buy some. Go to RadioAlice.com.
The airport is not included yet. Good morning. SFO is located in Millbrae, but technically, its own SF land. All right.
Oh.
707 says Justin was at the Diddy parties when he was 15. He testified in court. Amanda Napa.
Yeah, you guys were talking about this after, I guess somebody must have texted that in. And some of the stories, just like right off the bat, are absolutely horrifying and make it far less surprising that this dude has had so much trouble going forward in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really awful. Stuff I probably wouldn't report because it's happened to a child.
Right. And that's one of the issues that someone wrote in and said, there may be video of this or that. And it's like, you can't look at that without becoming a target for looking at underage people doing things they shouldn't be. So that is sketchy as...
I find it actually sort of hard to believe that that was not something that they considered at these things. Like you, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't think they could be in trouble for any of it. I mean, that guy's attitude, he just doesn't think he's done anything wrong.
Well, he does think he's untouchable, but gangsters can be like that.
Mm-hmm. Used to get in their way.
408 says, Vin, if you haven't found Nailed It yet on Netflix, check it out with your daughters. Also super fun. Anybody Nailed It?
Is it a game show?
I don't know.
It's
kind
of the opposite of Is It Cake, where it's hosted by that hilarious comedian. I think her name's Nicole something. But it's like
Nikki Glaser?
It's normal people trying to do these elaborate baking things.
It's Nicole Byer.
Oh, I don't know her.
All right. Well, I'll look it up. It's very strange to see this Is It Cake show. But the guy who's a host, and I didn't know he was on SNL, but as soon as you said it, I went, oh, okay, it makes sense. He's fun.
Mikey
Day. Funny.
Yeah.
And there I was watching Is It Cake with my nails freshly painted.
Mm, what a nice day with your daughter.
Mm-hmm. And then she went and did gymnastics. She's good. They put them in these harnesses, and they were lifting them up and having them do flips.
Oh,
like body control.
Yeah,
very cool.
Nice.
I was
great skill to be learning.
Well, I don't know. Both nervous and excited. And
sure.
I did. I kept my mouth shut too. I wanted to go eat it. I just went gulp. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We got a new number one, and Ozzy is going to be cloned.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.